36. All right, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Roos, and we'll come back again to another episode on our podcast. Today we are talking about Kung Fu Panda and how it has chopped up record breaking Rotten Tomatoes debut. So Kung Fu Panda 4 sets a new record for the DreamWorks animation movie series at Rotten Tomatoes. The animated sequel for Kung Fu Panda 4 debuts with a new record at Rotten Tomatoes. Ahead of its wide release in theatres, Kung Fu Panda 4 has debuted with an initial score of 76% with its early reviews. While this is a fresh rating, it sets the new low for the franchise, following the highest scores set by Kung Fu Panda at 87%, whilst Kung Fu Panda 2 was at 81% and Kung Fu Panda 3 was at 87%. The good news is the film is just 5 percentage points away from matching Kung Fu Panda 2. And if more of the reviews that are soon to come in are largely positive, it's possible that Kung Fu Panda 4 would climb out of its unfortunate spot of being the lowest rated film on the review aggregator website. Kung Fu Panda 4 clearly aims to refresh the franchise, but it's really more of the same, which is not such a bad thing, wrote THR reviewer Frank Sheck. Enjoying the film, even if it's not groundbreaking. Meanwhile, the Weekend Warrior critic Edward Douglas was among those who gave the sequel a bad review. Nothing of the movie. Younger kids should enjoy themselves just fine, but other than a few fun moments, Kung Fu Panda is mostly dull and quite uninspired. Now, that's his point of view. I think Kung Fu Panda is just a cool series. Me personally, I think I've seen a trailer for Kung Fu Panda 4. So it seems like he's trying to be like Oogway now, or he's being told to become more like Oogway now, and then they'll be in like a new Dragon Warrior. But I don't feel like that's his place to be the spiritual guy until he's ready for that. The trailer basically is Kung Fu Panda going on a journey to stop the Chameleon, if you have seen the trailer, who's able to steal other masters of Kung Fu's skill sets. And the battle is going to be between the Chameleon and Panda, so I wonder how that's gonna go. I can't believe I forgot this guy's name. Anyways, we're in a narrative rut with two characters at extreme ends of their enlightened paths, but neither is explored in ways that don't result in fisticuffs. CBL's own Howard W said in a review, explaining why the sequel felt disappointing compared to its predecessors. Long gone are the secondary characters voiced by Angelina Jolie, Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu, and David Cross. Randall Duck Kim, who voiced the turtle Oogway, a character whose presence reverberates throughout the series despite only really being alive in the first film. Angelina Jolie, Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu, and David Cross, I believe they were the four guys of martial arts that were also on Po's side. The Great Four, the Shaolin Four, I don't remember. Allow me, please. Let me know in the comment section box below, because I'm going to watch this movie when it comes out myself. The best character, a wellspring of grandfatherly wisdom, that was Oogway, who still imbued the first film with a delicate grace, a fast dwindling resource that is absent from Kung Fu Panda 4. There are some returning actors from the franchise who joined Jack Black, who's back once again as the voice of Po. Other returning stars include Dustin Hoffman, known as Master Shifu, James Hong, known as Mr. Ping, Bryan Cranston as Lee Shan, and Ian McShane as Tai Lung. Newcomers to the cast include Awkwafina, Viola Davis, I feel like she's just in every movie now, Kei Hui Kwan, Lori Tan Shin, and Ronnie Sheng. Mike Mitchell directed Kung Fu Panda 4, and it is written by Jonathan Abel, Glenn Berger, and Darren Lemke. Kung Fu Panda officially releases in theatres on March the 8th. So, guess what? Month we're in. March. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow, Kung Fu Panda 4 comes out. Am I going to watch it? You goddamn right, I'm going to watch it. Why the hell not am I not going to watch Kung Fu Panda 4? I feel like maybe as well I should wait a little bit, because from this review, it sounds like it's not going to be the type of Kung Fu Panda I am expecting. And not only that, I do feel like Kung Fu Panda has taken a while to come out with 4. Maybe they didn't want to spoil it, maybe they didn't have an idea for it, but I do feel like the reason why for low ratings is because it took so long, and because of that is allow people to be much more of a critic, to then say that the path of what Poe is taking now is much more less favorable than the one that he was previously, which is known as the Kung Fu Master, or sorry, not Kung Fu Master, the Dragon Warrior. So I feel like that's the reason why people are making this critic early and saying that it's a 76% compared to the others, which are in the 80s, high 80s at least. And yeah, that's my view on today's news on Kung Fu Panda 4. If you guys are going to watch Kung Fu Panda, let me know. Okay, tell me what you guys think, if you've actually seen it earlier than me, or if you are one of the early critics. I would love to know more about the movie. And it's been your boy Roos. Whether you're watching or listening to this in the morning, afternoon, or evening, make sure to take care of yourself, drink water, and I'm out. Peace.